Welcome back, dear trainee. In this session, you will learn to activate in you a process commonly tagged as awakening. You are all precious. You are all the one. In this part of the training, you will awaken in you and help facilitate in others the awakening of that very realization. One can read, talk, and quote many on that subject. However, unless you have personally experienced this process, no word, talk, or description will ever be even near the reality of what he tries to describe. So here is one way for you to experience that door, that gateway, and for you to spend many years exploring its infinite treasures. You are on your way to become an interdimensional traveler. Please kindly lie down or take a comfortable sitting position. Try to find a place where you will not be disturbed for the length of this session. My voice guides you gently into very deep states of your own inner mind, and the guidance it tries to project to you will become integrated faithfully by your inner higher self. Awakening is the process of experiencing, mastering, and recognizing the happiness that is your divine heritage. You were all born to be happy here on earth and not there in some other realm. You all can taste and bring this happiness to you and yours. In our times, when mankind has allowed itself to become subjected to odd and complex mechanisms of mental and emotional enslavement, when our blue planet Earth is being choked and dying due to our disregard and disrespect for the magnificent garden of delights and beauty which we were originally given and have inherited, it is still time for your inner spirit to shine high and mighty above the pollution and destruction many have created, and time to invite others into the real divine loving energy of the One. In doing so, you will learn to see, feel, and recognize the flame of pure original divinity that originates from inside each heart, and you are then to powerfully shine that light around as a beacon to the ones that are still in the darkness of their enslaved souls. Take a comfortable position in a quiet environment. Let us begin. If you hear any noise, it does not disturb you. Quite to the contrary, it helps you go even deeper within. If you hear any noise, it does not disturb you. Quite to the contrary, it helps you go even deeper within. Kindly close your eyes. And as you do so, feel a wonderful sensation of relaxation sweeping you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Please take a deep breath, hold it for a while, and then release it. In the process, release all tension from your body and mind. Now take another deep breath. Good, hold it. And release it again together with all tension from your body and mind. See how wonderfully relaxed you are and feel. Feel how you are going even into much deeper inner total relaxation, deeper and deeper within yourself, entering the peaceful quietness of your inner void. You are already very familiar with this level of inner total relaxation. deeper down within yourself. Mental level alpha. You are at alpha, breathing in and out through all the pores of your body, the energy of life. Powerfully so, in and out, in and out. Feeling that you're a part of your universe, and at the same time that your universe is you. Within you, within you, within you. You go deeper and deeper within. One, deeper, two, deeper, three, even deeper, four, deeper, five, so much deeper, six, deeper, and more relaxed, seven, deeper down within, eight, all the way deep. Within 9, even deeper within 10, all the way relax into sleep, deeper within. Mental level theta. You are the mind level of theta now. Getting deeper within, much deeper, so much deeper, totally relax. Mental level theta. You are the mind level of theta now. Getting deeper within, much deeper. So much deeper, totally relax. Each time you exhale, you go even deeper. Each time you exhale, you go even deeper, so much deeper down within yourself. Mental level delta. Your brain automatically synchronizes its brain waves to the delta level, mental level delta. Your brain automatically synchronizes its brain waves with the delta level. You are extremely peaceful, body asleep, in mind highly aware, listening to all I say, making all suggestions a permanent record within yourself. Breathing in and out and always going much deeper within and relaxed by that act. Please concentrate now on your breath. Become a piece of your breath, a part of it. Follow that part as it goes in yourself and concentrates inside your lungs. You are your lungs. Feel the moment when it stops moving at all as you stop breathing for a while. Concentrate on that feeling of when all movement stops within your breathing apparatus, your energy apparatus. Now again, breathe out and become that part of breath flowing out and expanding as energy throughout the universe. Become that part of the energy of the One, that part of consciousness flowing in and out. Concentrating in and expanding out. Only become aware of that movement as you flow in and out. Realize that in reality your breath is only energy. So you become in awareness that energy. Notice how that energy really flows through all the void that exists inside all of your pores. You are part of the energy of the void, just undulating in and out, in and out. As I count from 10 to 0, you only sway in and out of your being. As you are totally aware of being that energy wave. As I count from 10 to 0, you only sway in and out of your being. As you are totally aware of just being that energy wave. 10, become highly aware of being that energy wave, breathing in through all of your pores and then out again. Concentrating in your heart area and then expanding out again throughout all the universe in and out, waving you in and out of reality. 9, you are the energy. You are that wave. This is the real you. 8, feel how you are sinking deeper and deeper into the nature of your energy wave. Deeper and deeper into the nature of your energy wave. Getting deeper and deeper within it. 7, as you are waving your energy in and out of your biological environment. Concentrate now mainly on the moment when the wave stops, as the breathing comes to a halt, however short that moment is. When your energy wave stops and pauses between breathing movements, put strongly your awareness on the pure quietness in between. This gap in the breathing wave movement is a guarded secret of old. 6, put more and more your focus on the gap in between the breathing movements, between the energy movements. In time, this gap will reveal itself as a door to the infinite self, a gateway to the infinite field of energy underlying all potential movements of it, the all that is. This same experience can be had if you concentrate on the quiet moments in between sexual movements while engaging in a sexual act with a partner. The movements may bring you to higher quanta of energy. However, by experiencing the gaps in between and putting most of your concentration on them, you will then, at one point, after going up from plateau to plateau of pleasurable vibrations, experience the sublime and the infinite. At that moment, you become all of it, as you lose yourself in the totality of the global consciousness. If you hold the image of a desire you want to manifest, either in a highly descriptive form or even by using a symbolic representation of your choosing in your mind, while doing the movements of breath or sexual movements, and releasing that image while experiencing the orgasm of the infinity, you will be operating at a very high form of manifestation. This is especially powerful if it is occurring while becoming highly aware of the gaps. If you are having sex, this moment corresponds to a total orgasm of your being. A moment when you and the Creator become one. This is when you truly lose yourself within the unity and hence experience the pleasure of that reunion with Source. You can use this moment to program your reality or program for a wonderful and chosen child who you gift with special and advanced evolved qualities which you carefully choose. Rest assured then that your child will express these qualities throughout his or her life. This is how many ancient advanced civilizations used to program for very exceptional children in order to further the advancement of their creation. This knowledge has been lost for eons. This method of manifestations has been kept very secretively so by many old Kabbalistic and other mystical traditions. Many other traditions and cultures have been purposely trying to suppress the knowledge of this high form of manifestation in order to keep mankind at a low vibratory and creative level. So kindly keep breathing in and out your waving energy, feeling your energy rising in plateaus, and at the same time put most of your quiet awareness on the gaps in between breaths. In. Stop. Out. Stop. In. Gap. Out. Gap. Etc. 5, you are the wave of energy, and then the quietness, as the energy stops waving, and then again the wave. You are both motion, giving you individual reality, and rest, giving you back the pure awareness of being the one. You are all. You are very powerful. You are filled with quiet confidence. Nothing can really affect you negatively. You are both the quiet observer and the observed, the creator and the created. Getting deeper and deeper into these awarenesses of your inner mind. You are both human linear mind and all mind, all intelligence. You are both the eternal flame of your life and the infinite fire of the all, the infinite light, the infinite void. You are within this awareness right now, and you love it. You love all of it. And in that process, you come to love more and more of yourself as you realize how really precious and quietly powerful you really are. That all is given within you, and all can be expressed through you. You are within the One, and the One is within you. Become aware of that simple truth, and your life changes radically into a life of pure joy and feeling of completion. Your soul is magnificent, unique, never to be duplicated. Your outer body and world is only a temple for the expression of your creative potential. It isn't you. You go far beyond it. You climb and rest in infinity itself. So rest, rest, become calm again. Let all fear dissolve in that calmness. You are supremely serene. No matter what and whom, you are both detached from the movie of creation and supremely and joyously active in it. For creation is your show as the all. So create. That is all you are here for. Smile. That is all you should express within your joy. And be caring of and sharing with all the others who are but another expression of yourself. And be especially respectful of your planet, who is your real mother. For she is the womb that gave birth to you. The great mother of all, the real holy breath and holy temple. Money about godly energy. So keep the energy flowing. Do not stop the flow by trying to own most of it and blocking its redistribution. This energy flow must circulate so that there is even more energy around, even more delight to be shared, inventions to be given, nourishment to be had. You do not own the earth. It gave birth to all of you and takes you back lovingly when you have said all you had to express. Revere its holiness, heal her, and in that act, you will heal yourself. Unpollute her, and in that act, you will unpollute and unclog your soul and veins from all the dark and egoistical thoughts you have and have had, and all the pain it is still causing to all, great mother and children alike. Cure the cancers that you have caused in her, and in that act of stopping your ravenous cancerous behavior, you will heal all the cancers that you also manifest within your individual biology. Please stop aggressing and violating your common womb so it can give birth to a new and more advanced type of man and not have to become sterile and stop reproducing all life. And especially love her with all your open and giving heart, because the feminine aspect of the one needs your love and deep connection desperately. For that love that you give her is the only energy she can receive and use in order to once again show her former magnificence to all of you. She only desires to show once again and for eternity her incredible beauty, glory, and great nourishing energy for your pleasure, your health, your future. You are all now low in energy because you have sapped hers. You can only regain your former high energy state and state of balanced health, not with chemical pills, but through making the Great Mother strong again. You form one circuitry, and the energy that animates it is love, not hatred, competition, or greed, only love. She only operates based on unconditional love, the unconditional love that only a mother can express toward her children. So please do not create haphazardly, because your knowledge of the intricate web of life is still very limited and in its infancy. Please be humble, be in awe, enjoy, and listen to her guidance and messages of deep wisdom whispered in the quietness of your inner mind by the little voice within. Do not create outside of that guidance. If enough of you integrate this simple message, all of the rest will listen to. The 100 monkey theory will take care of the rest. Open your heart. Open your heart. Do not allow it to be unaware, uncaring, and hardened. Allow for the divine, silvery, golden energy to flow from within as you do so. Open your heart. Open your heart. 4. Listen well. From now on and forever, as you go about your daily activities in the waking state, you constantly visualize inside your heart a burning torch, a great inner flame. No matter the activities you are engaged in, you cannot but keep feeling this great flame lighting up your heart and projecting matter the activities you are engaged in, you cannot but keep feeling this great flame lighting up your heart and projecting its rays outward. This visualization becomes an obsession of yours. You keep doing it all day long. You cannot but keep your attention away from your inner flame. This image goes very deep within your consciousness and becomes an integral feature of it. See it. Feel it now. Know that it is there, a great torch burning bright and high within your heart. The more you try to take your attention away from it, the more you keep feeling and seeing it. At the beginning, no one is quite aware of it. But soon thereafter, you begin to realize that others are also becoming aware on a subconscious level of themselves. Never mention what you are doing, just keep seeing and feeling the inner flame. And then let others become aware of the change in themselves through their own sensing. They soon start to sense a subtle light around you. Then they feel you, a new strong aura of light. When you come near them, they then feel a different warmth. If you touch them, they readily feel a fiery touch. They sense that something beautiful is happening to you that is tangible. 3. Now take the reality of this inner torch burning inside your heart and your surrounding body as an aura of light into your dreams. Since in reality all is light, your wonderful imagination is the tool by which you become aware of that reality. You are breathing in and out the concentrated light energy of the torch that you feel within your heart. You are breathing it throughout all the void within your pores, in and out, in and out, getting deeper and deeper still, much deeper. From now on, as you are about to fall asleep, you go on seeing strongly the reality of the torch burning inside of your heart area. You feel it. From now on, as you're about to fall asleep, you go on seeing strongly the reality of the torch burning inside of your heart area. You feel it. You feel that concentrated flame inside, and you keep on feeling it until you fall asleep. You should use also the time before sleep to rapidly review the events that occurred the day before and deciding which ones you want to keep within your deep memory banks because of their positive influence, and which ones you want to discard down the garbage chute of unwanted thoughts and situations because of their negative effects. You only take positive thoughts with you within your sleep. You only take positive thoughts with you within your sleep. You also feel and visualize the situations you desire for the next day within the inner flame of your heart and keep smiling at them, knowing that they will be most probably yours to experience. And most importantly, you keep strongly feeling the fire burning within your heart, the wonderful flame that you carry, and then fall asleep with that vision and feeling, desiring to bring it along with you in your sleep. As an helpful adjunct while keeping that image within your heart, you may want to try listening quietly all night long to the Delta track of our CD. In the beginning, you might have some dreams where you feel that you have a flame within and that you are light. By and by, you tend to carry more and more that feeling of being light within your dreams. And once that feeling becomes an integral part of your dreams, you then start having less and less dreams. There is to be less dreaming and more sleep. And then you are at the door. You are at the gate for you then carry that same feeling of being the inner flame within, of just being light, to the region of deep sleep. And now you can enter deep, dreamless sleep with the feeling of being a flame. Now you sleep deeply, but at the same time are keenly and constantly aware of being that light, that flame. Your body is fully and deeply asleep. However, your mind is all aware of being light. Your real self is awakened to your awareness. In India, this state is called the yogi sleep, since only the physical body rests as the consciousness remains fully aware. When in that state of full awareness of the real self, you can do anything you desire. You can just remain in it. You can ask for guidance and help, request healing. You can travel perceptually to any dimension of consciousness you desire. You can achieve very effective remote viewing from there, and you can remote influence reality powerfully. You can ask for the download of high-level information, advanced knowledge of a scientific or any other nature, or connect to other planes of existence within the One. 2. As you easily learn to carry the image of being a flame within the level of deep sleep, you become a fully awakened human being, and only your body then ever sleeps. Your real self does not. Only your body ages after having been born and eventually leaves you. However, your self does not, for it is part of the Eternal One. You might even take your ethereal body with you at the time of leaving this lifetime. You have then become the fourth state, pure consciousness. So-called saints and awakened beings are always shown with a halo of light around them, a body of light. You are ready to, like them, experience it and become that body of light. You are neither inferior nor superior to them. You are all the same, originating from the same, only expressing differently. You can then let your light shine amongst others. After the waking, dreaming, and sleeping state, you have opened the door to the awareness of the truth of being pure consciousness and are experiencing it each and every day. This is your real and only state of being, your state of divinity within yourself. The state of oneness with the One, the kingdom within. The others are only potential stations of awareness for your consciousness to experience every day, not the reality. The reality is this flame, this very light, this very spirit. And you repeat this very cycle of different awarenesses every day of your existence on this beautiful blue planet. 1. This is a beautiful and powerful way to your real awakening, to whom you really are, to experience how precious and holy you are. First carry that flame in your waking state until you realize that others become aware of it, as the flame burns brighter and brighter within you, and your physical being radiates an aura of light that they sense. You are also to bring in that state within the state of dreams, and then of pure deep sleep, so that you then fully awaken to that which you truly are. 0. You are now deeply within. Very deeply within. You see the torch burning within your heart, shining brighter and brighter as you breathe your energy in and out, the top of your head feels fully opened. You feel a liquid gold entering it and flowing throughout your body, and filling all parts of it. It is live gold, fully alive, fully divine and sweet. It gives you blessing, balance and protection. At the same time, it kindles strongly the flame that you have within, very strongly so. You remain under its protection all day and all night, forever so. You repeat this taped session often, and this visualization multiple times every day. Make these following suggestions an integral part of yourself, implanted deeply and permanently within your subconscious mind. Make these following suggestions an integral part of yourself, implanted deeply and permanently within your subconscious mind. Make these following suggestions an integral part of yourself, implanted deeply and permanently within your subconscious mind. Repeat after me within your inner mind. As these suggestions become your very own and are then deeply and powerfully embedded within your subconscious, forever so. Repeat after me within your inner mind, as these suggestions become your very own and are then deeply and powerfully embedded within your subconscious, forever so. I accept the golden light of protection that shines in me and pours in both through the top of the head of my light body and through the head of my physical body and flows throughout all my being and around it, forming a shining egg-shaped bubble all around me, at 1 to 2 arms length away from my physical being. This golden shield provides me comfort, high energy and protection against unwanted thoughts and energies. I am fully aware that my human mind has 3 divisions: waking, dreaming, and sleeping. I know that my real higher self is a consciousness that operates beyond these 3 divisions. I know and feel this to be true. At all times, while being awake, I imagine and sense deeply within my heart a flaming torch burning permanently. And being rekindled and strengthened by the golden energy. My heart has become a flame and burns brighter and brighter. And my body has become an aura of light around it. May Many others are feeling it too. More and more so every day of my waking life. I am a flame. I am light. I am obsessed with that awareness. The more I think of something else, the more this awareness of being light comes back to me. Ever stronger so. The more I think of something else, the more this awareness of being light comes back to me. Ever stronger so. The more I think of something else, the more this awareness of being light comes back to me. Ever stronger so. My heart is a burning torch of unconditional flaming love for all to feel that come near me. They love and relish my presence and aura. Although I do not reveal to them the reason for the changes occurring within myself, unless I desire to teach others about that method, they feel very comfortable in my proximity, soothed, loved, and empowered. They know it as a positive, undemanding, and loving charisma. They sense the divine within, the flame within. They sense my love for them and all things created. When I go to sleep, I often dream more and more of this flame which burns inside of me. Even while dreaming, I constantly carry the awareness of being light. It is a beautiful, pure light energy. I dream it burning within me as a flame of pure, unconditional love. Soon enough, I begin carrying and remaining aware of the flaming light of love within. Even while passing beyond dreams into deep sleep, I remain then fully aware of it. Even though my physical body is asleep and resting, this flame protects and nourishes me. It guides me and answers all my questions. My inner flame can then easily energize in deep sleep my inner desires, bring about their manifestation. At the awareness of being pure consciousness, many powers and untold consciousness explorations become easily attainable by me. I can also remote view very accurately from that state of being. I can heal my being by rebalancing its energies within. I can also heal many others in that state of pure consciousness. I can erase all emotional scars and negative thought forms that I carry and desire to let go of. I can visit others in their dream state and converse with their inner being. Allow myself to become much more aware of what I am really doing within my daily activity to myself, others, and our common planet of operation. I allow myself to make new life decisions based upon this newly found awareness. And help others in realizing the same state of full awakening. The more of individuals like me who awaken, the more global and permanent the awakening shall be. Until it spreads, after a critical mass of awakened individuals is reached, like a gigantic fire throughout all creation. Trampling old modes of restricted and egoistical thinking. Erasing fears of each other. Putting love and respect for each other and for the natural world in every human's heart. As we will then be forming a new world, a new vision, and a beautiful new creation. I know, feel, and will strive for the moment when all the inner small flames within us soon unite in a great gigantic flame of unconditional loving awareness. Which will then burn within us forever, within our real global awakening to the oneness within the one. benefit, dance, and rejoice in that celebration of having gone back to our origins as the One. Being expressed as the many humans who have all regained their memory of being the One and Only. The great light, the great flame that does not burn but enlightens. We will all know that we all carried for eons within each and every one the spark of the inner flame within ourselves. Not outside of it. A spark of the One waiting to be lit again by our own inner higher self and personal decision. We will know that we have lit it again on a global scale. A momentous event in human planetary history. And this is so. I will write, recall, and make these statements and transformations my own. For they are my way to awakening to my real power and beauty. The power and beauty of One. Smile, for these are happy thoughts. Now listen to my voice. At the count of five, you will start emerging filled with love and joy. You will feel burning within your heart a newly lit flame, lit by your golden higher self. You are obsessed by its loving energy. Aware of it at all times, you feel it getting brighter and brighter, irradiating unconditional love to you and all others. You will feel transformed and feel with inner joy. One, this is your way to total freedom, total joy, total and real empowerment in manifesting your desires. You are free to express your real creativity, for you are light, the light of the One. Two, feeling great, refreshed, feeling changed forever in a happy way, wanting to remain with this newly found awareness and realization. Three, becoming your flame within is so easy, so natural, for it is your real self. All other representations are just momentary illusions. Four, emerging, remembering very deeply everything and all suggestions that have been said. They are now permanently engraved deeply in your subconscious being, feeling the flame of love within your heart, burning away the old dross that you do not need and keeping only unconditional love alive, feeling so alive, so awake, so fulfilled, so happy. Five, please open your eyes.